Greek singer Savina Yannatou is a collector of songs. Her new CD is filled with songs in a dozen languages, her native Greek, also Hungarian, Ukrainian, Arabic, Albanian, languages she doesn't speak. So she's practiced intensively with native speakers to learn how to shape her mouth to get the right pronunciation and inflection. For Savina Yannatou, one thread that holds these songs together is reflected in the title of the new CD. It's a Corsican word, sumilia.
Well, the title is means similarities, sumilia. It has to do with the connection of a person to a place. The first is a wedding song, and the woman doesn't want to leave her parents, but she has to. And we know that in the old times, women had to be married to men that they didn't know sometimes at all. So marriage was an exile also.
This Greek wedding song, this is not a joyful wedding song at all.
No, no.
It's a lament.
It is a... This woman has an agony, how would say it? Yeah.
Agony.
She's afraid of the future. She doesn't know where she's going.
There is a whole layer of darkness settling over a lot of these songs. And I'm thinking in particular of the title song, Sumilia, which is a Corsican song.
Ah, right? This also, yeah.
And I looked at the English translation of the lyrics and just cannot imagine that anything good can come of a song that starts, "A deadly agony was spread in the air."
Well, the Corsican songs very often are very heavy. And they speak about their history, and they're trying to be free from France. Many times it is this element that is very characteristic to them.
Very deep and painful, it sounds like.
Yes, yeah.
There are a number of places on the CD where you're doing remarkable things vocally that we had this discussion here before we came in. I was convinced that in one part I was actually listening to an instrument. And my producer said, no, that's her voice. And he was right.
I like to play with this element, to pretend that I'm not human. Not, I'm joking now.
Yeah.
But I like to use very, very different colors of the voice. To use the voice as a sound, just a sound.
This is a Palestinian wedding song called Tulba?
Yeah.
That's a remarkable sound. Can you walk us through what you're doing there?
Well, I was trying to imitate the sound that in some Arab countries in Africa they use this, the women celebrate usually using this sound. But of course I don't do it exactly as they do it. They use other parts of the mouth to do the same thing.
Did you have to practice for a while?
It was not exactly practicing. I do all these things when I improvise. I do sounds like this, so every time it is something new. And this is how I made this vocabulary of sounds.
Have you ever found you've been able to create a sound once, create this new vocabulary that you're talking about, become an instrument, and then not be able to do it again?
Yes.
But it's just gone.
Yeah, I did it once and then it was impossible to do it again. Because many of these sounds, you can do it when you are very relaxed, and then you cannot repeat the same thing. Well, it's okay. You try and then you do something different.
Uh-huh. Find another one. You end the CD with a Greek traditional lullaby. What's it called? What's the name?
Ella ipne ke pareto.
Which means?
That means... just a moment.
That's your language.
It's my language, but I don't speak very good English. Come, sleep, and take it.
Come, sleep, and take it.
Yeah.
I'm very sure that this is not the way that the traditional lullaby sounded.
Of course not. Somehow I had in my mind how a very, very young child that doesn't speak, how he hears or she hears the voice of a person who says a story, a fairy tale.
Uh-huh. So from that perspective.
Yeah.
You're smiling as you listen to this.
I like playing with the non-language. I don't know how to say it.
How did you find this particular language or non-language?
Well, I don't know. I don't remember. Obviously, it started when I was improvising. This became more and more complicated, like a person who wants to talk, but he cannot talk. And it is, it is not like a game, but it's not a game. It is music and also it is an experience.
Savina Yanatu, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
The CD from Savina Yanatu and her band, Primavera en Salonico, is titled Sumilia. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.